is the law.
Morning, my beautiful people. Welcome to The Loft. Our today's Lighthouse Spotlight feature is the one and the only She Loves EXO. Good morning, King.
Good morning. How you doing today?
Doing pretty good. You feeling all right?
Feeling all right. Looking all right.
That's what I'm talking about. You ready, y'all? Get ready. It's about to be a great one. Here we go. Good morning, good morning. You are here at The Loft. You already know how we do. Email a friend, phone a friend, text a friend, tell them to join in, baby. It's about to go down. Let's go. What's up, everybody? You already know what time it is. It's our Lighthouse Spotlight feature of the day, baby. Yes. This is how we do it. This is what we do. Come on, shine the light, shine the light, shine the light.
Trying to shut me up, trying to hold me down. I'm never turning off cause I'm a light. Lock me up in cuffs, throw me to the ground. I'm never turning off cause I'm a light. Shining on the world that's moving fast. Here to guarantee you'll never crash. Trying to shut me up, trying to hold me down. Trying to shut me up.
Welcome to The Loft, our Lighthouse Spotlight feature in the building. She Loves EXO is here, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, sir. Thank you so much for being here.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, I'm ready for this right here. Ready for my listeners to hear what you have in store for them. So first of all, let's start it off. Tell everybody here at The Loft, who is She Loves EXO?
Like you said before, I'm She Loves EXO. I'm a multi-genre recording artist, songwriter, and aspiring producer. I'm coming from Elizabeth City, North Carolina. Currently live in Virginia, but I go back to home every once in a while. Best way to describe my music, I'll just say love music, because I don't necessarily want to say R&B, because every once in a while I dive into like a little bit of lo-fi. Sometimes I'll do a little bit of alternative vibe. So just love overall has like a lot of different shades to it, a lot of different tones to it, and there's a lot of different views on it. So
absolutely, absolutely. That's one thing that love cannot be put in is a box. Absolutely. Elizabeth City, stand up, represent. We have one of our own out here grinding and doing his thing. And what's the concept behind your artist name, She Loves EXO? How did you come up with that?
So we're gonna break down just the EXO. So before I was singing a lot, I was like doing a lot of rapping, and most of my material is like conscious rap. Like I like to talk about deep things, things on my mind, things that I've seen, things that I've been through, things I've seen other people been through. I was going through a lot of name changes because I wanted to find something that was unique. So my name used to be the Exodus, like the book of the Bible. My concept was that I wanted to help bring people out of whatever hole they were in their life with my music, similar to how God took Moses and brought the people out of Egypt. So I ended up changing the spelling a few times. I dropped the E, and then it was XODUS, and then I was like, ain't nobody feeling it. So I went by XO, but then I'm like, it's too many XOs, that's too simple. So I kept adding a bunch of stuff in front of EXO, and then finally it was 2017. She Loves EXO just crossed my mind because I was starting to make R&B music, and there was actually a dancer who was real popular when I was in high school. His name was She Loves Michi, and then plus I said it in a song before. I was like, "Your girl says she loves EXO," and I'm like, "She loves EXO is kind of hard," and that has put the Z in there to make it different because everyone always spells it with an S, and I'm like, "No, there's a Z there."
There's a Z,
But
not an
loves
S.
EXO. Still doing the same thing, still helping people get through whether it's depression, heartbreak, hard times. And it's not even just music. Like anyone who personally knows me knows like if they ever need to talk, or even if they don't want to talk, they just want to link up and just get food and just chill. Like I'm always a call away. I'm always open to be there for. I understand what it's like to be alone, like truly alone. Like you'd be out with family and friends, and you just like all to yourself because you got so much going on up here, but
Come
you
on.
never know how to get it out.
So let's talk about your journey. How long have you been doing this independent artist, producer, striving to do this? About it. How long has it been? Where did it all begin? Let's go with it.
I want to start from the beginning. All right. So growing up, it was always weird with music because like I always had music around me. So my dad was a DJ. So he played like all 80s and 90s hip hop. So Eric B. Rakim, Pop, Biggie, Tribe Called Quest, like any of them heavy hitters, Nas, Old Hov, like he played all of that for me. Put me on to Slum Village, on to Jay Dilla. Like he really like put me on game. My mom, on the other hand, mama had me in church, you know, so a lot of gospel music, you know what I mean? So then when my parents split, it was kind of weird. So I wasn't listening to rap a whole lot because, like, obviously she can, like, control what I hear, basically. I didn't even start really diving into making music. And I think I was about 7 or 8 years old. I told her I wanted to be a drummer because Drumline came out with Nick Cannon, you know, classic movie.
Absolutely.
Come on, like, I want to play drums one day. So literally got me drum lessons and then bought me a drum set, like, that following birthday. So that's how I started diving into like reading music and like understanding music. I started to sing on my own when I was about 10, roughly, because I was in the choir growing up. So I was like, you know, maybe I can sing something outside of gospel. I used to hate my voice because like a lot of people would be like, oh, you can't sing, or they would laugh at me when I tried to sing. So then I started rapping and people were like, oh, okay, you can kind of rap, da 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 da. You know how people be. I actually started recording when I was 11. I asked my mom, could you take me to Walmart? I bought one of those real cheap, like $10 on microphone stands. I had a Boss headset. I was using, what was it called? It was called Avery. It doesn't really exist anymore, but it used to be like an editing software. And so what I would do is I would find beats on YouTube. Mind you, this is self-taught. Like no one ever taught me how to do anything. I just like figured it
11
out.
years old. I'm hearing it. I'm
11
hearing
years
it.
old, figured
Wow.
it. I would get beats off YouTube and then plug in the mic headset, and then I would just plug in a recording track and I would just record over it. Never did ad libs or anything. I didn't really understand ad libs, but like I would just like record. And then one day I played her something. She's like, when did you do this? And I'm like, oh yeah, the other day.
Wow. I'm gonna tell you what I really, truly, truly love about this your story so far. The simple fact that, you know, you had the best of both worlds, truthfully be told. You wasn't just subjected to one genre of music, you know. Shout out to your pops for what he did and exposing you to another side. And shout out to your mom as well, you know, keeping you in the foundation of gospel, regardless of what. You have the blend, and you can actually tell your music that you're open to all genres of music. You're not just stuck on one type, one flavor. No, it's like you can tell in your music that you are that type of artist. Mm-hmm. You are that type of artist. And especially as aspiring producer, that's actually really, really good because, you know, the best way to market yourself is to be able to do all music,
exactly.
All types of music to perfection. And that's the best way to be able to brand your skill, brand your talent, and brand yourself. And that's awesome. That's awesome. That is really, really awesome. I love your story. 11 years old, you know. So did you play the drums when you got this set and all of that?
I was playing drums all the time. Mom would be trying to sleep. It's like 10 o'clock at night. I'm playing, I had a Michael Jackson CD. It was right after he passed. So I'm just going crazy in there. She's like, bro, can you go to sleep? I'm like,
that. You still play? You still play?
I still play occasionally. I never lost it. I just don't play too
that's,
often.
That's one thing you're never going to do. You never lose it.
Never lose
but it. That's pretty cool. And I like the simple fact, like you said, nobody ever sat me down and said, this is how this goes. You took the initiative for yourself to teach yourself and learn.
Honey, I'm 11 years old.
Like, that's what I can't get past, like 11 years old. So, you know, because some people, if I don't have anybody around me to ask, I'm just going to wait until I do. You didn't sit on it. You took initiative and kudos and shout out to you. Shout out to you. I hate to even ask this question, but how old are you?
Just turned 23, weekend before last.
Oh, this is the baby out here, y'all. He's been doing it since he was 11. Come on now. That's nothing new, especially when it comes, you know, music, because it was instilled in you from the gate. So that was just something that you couldn't fight. And I appreciate you and kudos to you for tapping into it. Mm-hmm. And listening to it and receiving it at a young age to say, okay, I got to do something with it. I figure it out as I go, but I got to do something with it, you know, because it's sometimes, you know, as an artist, grown people can't even do that. Truth be told, you know, won't take the initiative to just go with it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love your story and everything. Just you talked about your beginning, where your inspiration came from. So as an independent artist, you've been out here doing it for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Talk about some of the things you've encountered as an independent artist, striving, struggling, going out here, just grinding for yourself. Talk about some of the things that you come across.
I guess it didn't really become a thing for me until like high school. Because like in middle school, when I was in middle school, and you guys trust, it wasn't a whole lot of people like rapping and singing. Shout out my boy Kyle Breeze. He's also from Elizabeth City. We all went to school together. He was rapping and singing a little bit before I had started. But at first, it was just me and him. And then we had a couple more friends pick up on it in middle school. And in the high school, it's like everybody's making music. And so I guess it was like standing out mm-hmm. without necessarily trying too hard. And then like just how competitive it was. I never ever hate on someone when they make it, but when you see someone make it, you'd be like, damn, like,
yeah,
my turn. So, huge shout out to Band Boy. I met him when I was a freshman. He ended up getting signed by Tay Keith as a producer a couple years back. I want to say it was about 2020, roughly. He got signed to Tay Keith as a producer.
Okay.
And he just made a huge placement. He, what did he just produce? That Cardi B song that just came out with Lil Durk and Kanye.
What?
He helped produce that.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm like, damn, like, bro, bringing in money. Like, he been getting, like, a lot of placements. He kind of started off the same way. Like, he was just engineering, and then he ended up producing, and then he was rapping, too, but the producing got noticed.
That's one of the positive things about being versatile, because you never know what avenue somebody's going to see the light shining first.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't subject you just to being a producer or just being an engineer, just being an artist. It doesn't just keep you stagnant there. No, I can do all of the above. But shout out to you all for both doing that, because that is very, very important, especially in the music industry. Because if I don't make it as an artist, I could produce, I can engineer, I could do this, you know what I'm saying? So let's talk about that for a little bit. I know I heard what you said. You know, we have some type of feelings for somebody if they make it. Well, they blow up a little quicker than us, and it's like, when is it my turn? Talk about that feeling, and talk about that process, and how did you overcome it?
I've had that happen twice. There's two people that I legit know who, like, blew up. Like, I wasn't hating on them.
No.
Like, weird, because, like, I literally took classes with bro. We had a rap together, then we got cool together. Now this man's legit. Like, he done met, like, DJ Khaled and everything. Like,
wow.
I got like a group of producers and engineers I work with, and they were having a party for one of the artists that I collaborate with. And he happened to call her, and I was like, "Oh, this fanboy." And she was like, "You don't know him." And then sure enough, she gave me the phone. He was like, "Hey, what's up, bro?" And she's like, "No." I'm like, "Yeah, it's the homie. Like, it's always love whenever we talk. He real cool people." Like I said, same thing. It's like crazy when you know somebody and they just blow up, and it's like,
Yeah, absolutely.
but it's like I never, like I said, I never hate on nobody. It's always love because if anything, it's inspiration.
You know what? See, that's interesting right there in itself. That's actually powerful because the simple fact of, you know, it's good to see the people that you're surrounded with. They always say you surround yourself with people that have a certain type of aspiration that you do. They don't mean they have to do the same thing that you do, but it's a growing aspiration of we're going to go forward. We're going to go up. We're going to excel. How you guys, you know, you used to know each other and everything. Only you could tell that story about him. And that's a beautiful part. That's a beautiful thing. That's something awesome to actually share. You know what I'm saying? Because one day you all of y'all, all three of y'all, big time and everything, gonna sit back and y'all gonna talk about that.
Me and him actually talked about it a while back, but I said something to him like I didn't want to do a song at the moment because I didn't want it to look like I was riding his wave. I was like, when I'm on, that's when I want to collab with you, so it only feels right. He was like, bet, you're at the top. And I was like, bet, say less. And then
There
there's
you
always
go.
positive energy between us. Like,
I
I
love
yeah.
it. I love it. I love to hear that, especially with how young that you are, you know, that your surrounding is good. I love that. I love to hear that. You know what? So, hey, let's get on in it. We're going to talk a little more later, but let's get into some of your music so the people can hear. The first one that we have up today is called End of It. What's the writing concept for End of It?
You ever just had someone in your life that you don't want to let go of, but you know it's not healthy for either one of you, and you feel like you've tried every single thing and you've exhausted up all of your resources? That's what End of It's about.
That's what End of It is about. Man, I know I can relate to you, and I know a lot of them can relate to you too. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. This is End of It by She Loves EXO. Let's go.
There's so many thin lines between love.
I go
in
going crazy.
The line between love and hate. Love and lust. Love is so complicated. If it's true you love someone, you go through it with them. Oh, you're already there.
Not this.
Hey, man, what the fuck?
I know you lied about them things that you told me. I know you think about the past that's still owed me. I just really miss them times you would hold me. I thought you were silent till you sold me. I know you lied about them things that you told me. I know you think about the past that's still owed me. I just really miss them times you would hold me. I thought you were silent till you sold me. Ran out of trust and phone to give. I know that this is what it is. It won't be the same, and I'm to blame. But you can't frame me for mistakes. We both too grown to play these games. Just talk to me about what could change. Your friends in the way they in the range of you. That you told me. I know you think about the past that's still owed me. I just really miss them times you would hold me. I thought you were silent till you sold me. I know you lied about them things that you told me. I know you think about the past that's still owed me. I just really miss them times you would hold me. I thought you were silent till you sold me. Sold me.
Was me. So lonely, yeah.
But it's okay, guess I'm better off this way. Don't need to put you my way. I got the dudes going in my head.
Is it toxic for me to have a hint of jealousy? When you wanna spend time with someone else other than me, I just be human. No, don't get, oh, no, don't get confused with it.
it's all with me. I know you think about the past, that's the all of me. I just really miss them times you would hold me. I thought you were silent till you told me. I know you lied about them things that you told me. I know you think about the past, that's the all of me. I just really miss them times you would hold me. I thought you were silent till you sold me, sold me.
Yes, end of it, end of it. I get it. I feel it. I love it. I agree. Been there, done that before. Totally relatable, man. I love it. I love it. I love the flavor of the song, too, and the style of it. I love how the whole thing just meshes together, like, for real, for real. No doubt. Just talk a little more about that. Did you experience anything or that actually put you in that mind space? What was your mind space when you wrote that?
It was weird for several reasons. So, one, let's see. I recorded that last year. It was October. My engineer, shout out my engineer, A. Lil. Lil basically was recording me for several months. And then randomly one day, he was like, check your phone. And I had like 6 beats on my phone. And I'm like, you made these? He was like, yeah. I'm like, bro, why you just tell me you made beats? First one he played me was called Red Dead. I actually have the song. I have to go back and revamp it a bit. We kind of been working on that song over the last year. Second song I did was called Rage. That will be out next year because that'll be a summer song. And then third one I finally got around to was End of It. It was weird because I was like, send me something I can sing on. Because like I was taking a break from singing and I was doing like a lot of rapping.
Mm-hmm.
Claiming a beat, I was like, can I even sing on this? Because it's like a hyper pop mid-range type beat.
Yeah.
I actually didn't write that. That was all punch-ins.
What?
I really don't write too often anymore. So what made me do that was the day before I did a song with Jace. That's the artist who's on the song. I did the Rage song and I asked her, did she want to get on it? I watched her walk in the booth, punch in her verse and walk out. I was like, you didn't write that? She was like, no. So then I went in, punched in a verse. I'm like, okay, it's not that hard. So then it was a little tricky with End of It because I'm like, I never sang and punched in before. Trying to put it together, but I have like all the original voice files. So basically for that song, I didn't know what I was going to talk about. I just kept humming melodies and then the melodies turned into words. And then the very first line was, I know you lied about them things that you told me. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I just started thinking about stuff I've been through. It's only really one like relationship that I've been in that like, and like most of my catalog is like about that specific person. So it's like took a toll on me heavily. And then there was a lot of stuff I hadn't talked about. And I was like, I'm gonna open up about it just a little bit on this song. Like I literally just walked in the booth, cut the light off. I like it to be completely dark. So I got no distractions. You know what I mean? Zoned in.
Yeah. Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do to make sure it helps your focus. So that you can be 100% your best. I love it. I love that. That's pretty cool, man. That's pretty cool. So that's you singing that hook.
Yeah. And then Jace just happened to walk in, like, guess what she did? Punch the verse in. And I'm like, that's been the thing. It's very rare that I write, and if I write, it's either because we were trying to get a placement for something, or like I just wanted to tap into more personal. I can get personal punching in, but you're never gonna get as personal as you want unless you really sit down and think about what you want to talk about and write it out. So
you know what, I don't know. I think just going in with it, because sometimes when we sit back and we think about things, we hinder things too. I don't want to say that. But if we just straight out go with the flow, the raw deal, real deal, it's going to flow. It's going to come out. And once you get into a groove, it's just going to keep going. So I get it. And I respect the craft, though. I do. I respect the creativity. That's pretty cool that you can do that. That's really, really cool that you can do that. That's amazing, man. I love it. Who or what is inspiring you today to keep just grinding?
Every day I wake up. Realistically, is another opportunity to better myself, is another opportunity to chase my dreams. Mm-hmm. And day I wake up is another opportunity to potentially change somebody's life with my music. So
that's a
single day.
Wow, that's powerful. That's powerful. That's what you said right there. That's powerful. You're very, very, very mature. I love that part about you. And it's, I get it through your music and get it through your conversation. You know what I'm saying? I love that. It's good to see that. It's good to see that and to hear that coming out of, especially a young African-American man's mouth, truth be told, especially still nowadays. doing it for me. I'm doing it for me. I'm doing it for me. But yeah, I'm doing it for somebody else. And I pray that my music just helps. It's going to reach who it's supposed to reach. That's a beautiful thing about art and music. It's going to reach who it's supposed to reach. I'm loving it. I'm loving it, man. Good job. Good job. Keep it up. Keep it up. And keep that focus and that mind frame. Now, when you blow up and you big time and you still out here doing, you doing everything. You got every, got the whole world in your hands. Still stay humble and still keep that mind frame right there. And that right there, you're going to go a long, long way, no doubt. So let's go to the next one. I'm excited. The next one is Be Alone. It's the writing concept behind Be Alone.
All right,
it's my favorite, so, y'all. I like this one.
Shout out my boy Eli Vibes, used to go by Emotions. That song came about, I heard him drop the original as a single, and I remember I texted him, I'm like, yo, this song is dope, I can hear myself on it. Is it cool if I remix it? He's like, yeah, bro, go for it. So he sent me the open and sent me the beat. And I remember I wrote to it. I was like, all right, that sounds cool. Went to the studio, recorded it. So the whole concept of Be Alone was just saying you never want your loved one to be alone. But for my verse, I kind of made it like, I understand you don't want to be alone, but at the same time, I'm kind of making it hard for you not to leave. And yeah. I feel like it's something a lot of people don't want to talk about when it comes mm-hmm. to relationships. Like, you know, people always bring up, oh, my ex did this, 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 and this. But, like, you got to take accountability if there's no accountability. So
that's what's up. Man, spoken like a real one right there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. This is Be Alone by She Loves EXO. Let's go.
I never want you to be alone, to be alone, to be alone. I never want you to be alone, to be alone, to be alone. I never want you to be alone. I never want you to be alone. I never want you to be alone, to be alone, to be alone.
I see this engine in me, yeah, baby, come here while you leaving. Without you, girl, I ain't breathing. Let's make it work, just believe me. I know you got your own problems, you find it hardest to solve them. I might not have all the answers, but I won't let you be stranded.
And I know you just wanna love, and I know sometimes it's hard just to trust me. Sometimes you just gotta risk it up, even if it means you might take it less.
I'll admit it, I'm tripping, I'm sorry that I've been dissing. I kept you out of my business just to put you back in it. I know I'm messy, I get it, I change my ways, I'll dismiss it. I know that you're thinking different, I just wish that you would listen.
I never want you to be alone, to be alone, to be alone. I never want you to be alone, to be alone, to be alone.
Yes, be alone, y'all. That one right there is my favorite. And I was feeling it. I loved it. I loved the concept. I loved the vibe. Now, the vibe is on point. Makes you want more, right? Talk a little more about the vibe for this.
In the original one, it was kind of the same topic.
Mm-hmm.
What really made me want to do it was I heard the feature that was on it. That's why I was like, yo, let me remix this real quick and show you how I would do it. So writing that verse was kind of fun, though, because I was really just going to do the rap sing thing. But I was like, nah, let's bring the vocals out just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Tease them a little bit.
That's one of my favorite songs.
That right there, I'm telling you right now. That's a banger. That's a good one right there. Not saying your other ones are not, but it's just something about that grabbing hand to the spirit, to the soul, because that's what music does. Music starts your mind, body, spirit, and soul. He's doing all of the above, and I love it. Is the process of being able to sing and rap, is that something hard to do? Because sometimes you have to fight it. I don't want to rap on this one, but I want to sing on this one. You know, talk about that a little bit.
No, I always find beats to where I can do both on. Like, I have songs that are, you hear the beat and it's like, okay, this is a turn up song, and then I'll still like put vocals out, whether it's main vocal or ad lib or whatever. Like,
that's what's up.
It's never been difficult, because like, I grew up, Drake started popping. What is Drake rapping, sing? I listen to a lot of Drake. I'm like, well, it's not that difficult, he can do it.
Yeah, that's real though, but that's real. That's a weird way to look at it too. You know, a lot of people don't look at mainstream big time artists like that. Like, oh my God, what they're doing is impossible. No, it's not. It's not really impossible. It's possible to do. You know, they just had their avenue of when to do it and how to do it at the appropriate time. So that's a good point to put out there. You know, it's not like it's not impossible to do. It's possible to do it. Just do it for you. Do it your way. You know, staying authentic to yourself, because everybody's different. But, you know, regardless of what they can say, somebody sounds like this person. There's a difference in it. Always will be. But, you know, but staying true to your craft and yourself. Hey, that's the biggest and most important part right there. As long as you have, you know, truth be told, and you know that it's going to reach who it's supposed to reach. That's the A game. You know, that's just how it is. When it comes to your writing, let's talk about your writing a little bit. When it comes to your writing, what's your process for that? And I know you say you don't really write, but just talk about that process for you as a young, aspiring songwriter, producer, artist.
So when I first started writing, like, it would be like the simple rhymes, find whatever rhymes with the end of this. Gonna sound crazy for this, but what I used to do was I had a thesaurus and I would just flip through and I would just keep looking at words and I'm like, okay, this goes with this. All right, this means this. Okay. I don't really like saying anything too basic in a song. Don't get me wrong, there are say basic things, but the way they deliver it sounds good. But it's like, I never want to have anyone be like, oh, like I could have said that type of thing. But normally when I sit down, I usually do have a topic. I'll just like focus on that. I'd never really get writer's block. I've never really experienced that before. I'll just like keep writing. And then if, let's say I do get stuck, I'll keep writing until I see something I like, and I'll just take away whatever I didn't like from that little block in the road. Like, I always have something to talk about.
I always got something to talk about. And, you know, that's a blessing in itself, you know, because, you know, everybody always has something to say. Mm-hmm. And I'm a firm believer in that, you know, words have power. They are powerful. Very, very powerful. And for you to not have experience the writer's block or always having something to say, but you take the will to write it out regardless of what, that's big. That's really, really big as an artist, and that's really, really big as a songwriter too, you know, because that's expanding you as a market. Because, okay, I could do this as an artistry, but I'm writing for this person over here, over here, over here, over here, over here, over here. You know, you're still not subjecting yourself to that box like everybody wants to try to put everybody in. I respect that and love that. And I love, you know, your craft. The way you do it is the way you do it. Coming from an experienced songwriter myself, it's like, because writer's block is real.
It is.
But deep down inside it, though, even through writer's block, I know I have something to say.
I wouldn't say I've had trouble articulating, but it's like there's been times I've had something I wanted to say, but it's like, okay, like, how raw do you want to be on this record? And true to yourself, do you want to be on this record? Is this something you're going to look back on and be like, might have said too much? Something you're going to look back on and be like, I could have said more? Or is it something you're going to look back on and be like, the way it came out was how it was supposed to come out?
Absolutely. That's very important, too, that you said that. Because even as artists, songwriters, or whatever, every time you do something, you're thinking about that. You know, the perception. How are they going to perceive this? How is this going to be received? Or, you know, how do I want this to be related? And, you know, like you said, am I saying too much? And I said, not say enough. But my thing with that is, if you don't say enough, it's going to come back to you. And it's going to make you, it's going to make you say it. It's going to make you say it. But I love that. It's that mental concept about that. That's very, very mature. That's very, very, very mature. And that's a good way to look at it for yourself as well as others. You know what I'm saying? That's a real good way to look at it. I'm loving it, loving it, loving it. Well, we got one more up for you, man. This one is called, this is the newest release, correct?
Mm-hmm.
This one is called No Favors. Just give us a writing concept for this one. This was cool too. I love this.
This one, all right, funny story. I literally recorded this the day after End of It came out. So I dropped my music on Wednesdays. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
End of It came out Wednesday. Very next day, I was like, I'm going to go to the studio. I was actually doing a feature for Classic Mark B. Huge shout out to him. Basically, I knocked out a feature for him. He's like, yo, let's make some music. I was like, all right. Lil played some beats. I think that was the very first beat he played. I came in with the hook, like, on spot. I was like, let me go ahead, plug me in. And then from there, it's just being there for someone, and it's like no question to it.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like, you know, there's some people who like they're there for you, but I'm not saying it's conditional, but like it's only like if it, you know what I mean, if it best suits them.
Damn, it's not motives.
It's not too many people, regardless if it's a lover or a friend or family, who will actually be there for you when you need them. But in this instance, from a lover's standpoint.
Gotcha, gotcha. That's real, that's real. Yo, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. This is No Fables by She Loves EXO. Let's go.
I told y'all Lil, stay loaded.
Hit my line at any time. What you need, I get it for you. Know you had a couple things to do. I done did them for you. Baby girl, you're mine. I swear you're so fine. Second guessing, why you stressing? Get you f***ed up by the best friend, I'm the best man. You were scared to fall in love. That's why it's hard to earn your trust. You know that I'm right for you. I understand what you've been through. You always on my mind. It ain't a rush, let's take. Time, what you need, I get it for you. Know you had a couple things to do, I done did them for you. Baby, girl, you're mine. I swear you're so fine.
Rent your life a couple dreams, put up in this family. I come with presents, leave you with a white chain, but I ain't selling. Lil' mama spoiled, I ain't fucking at this, throwing tantrums. I need expansion, been a key, I'm trying to fuck in this mansion. She speaking Spanish, que rico, mommy, you looking the fattest. Ain't even planning, it's my rules, I'm Zion, take off from this planet. Look, you got me going crazy, might think I went mad. Don't understand, all I ever wanted was the ball for my whole life. Saying that she love me, but I know in this a whole. Baby girl, you look so fine.
Hit my line at any time. What you need, I get it for you. Know you had a couple things to do. I done did them for you. Baby girl, you're mine. I swear you're so fine.
Yes, no favors, no favors, no favors. I'm feeling it. I love it. Man, the song structure, the vibe, it's a whole vibe. Yo, it's a vibe of, it's like old school meets new school, all mixed, intertwined together. The message and the concept. Okay, what I do for you is truly from the heart. It's not a favor. You understand what I'm saying? Man, I love it. It's what I'm supposed to do. I love it. Talk a little more about it. Talk a little more about it.
The hook. It's weird. Like, my hooks, I never have a topic when I come up with a hook. It's literally the first thing that comes out of my mouth. So when I was like, hit my line at any time. What you need, I get it for you. I was like, okay. And I was like, no, you had a couple things to do. I done did them for you. Like, I'm taking care of whatever you got going on. Like, don't worry about nothing. Don't worry about nothing. And then, baby girl, you're mine. I swear you're so fine. I was originally going to keep it low the second time. I have a video of the original, but then I was like, nah, I'm going to take it up, bring the vocals up. And it just hit a little harder when you bring them out a little bit.
Yeah.
And then the verse was like, I'm not going to say it was anything specific on my mind, but it was more so like, well, if you got someone like that, like, how would you talk to them? You're mine and you're perfect. You know you deserve it. You know that you're worth it. I swear that you earned it. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes I feel like validation is missing in relationships. And that's kind of why people are insecure, because they might not feel like they are, like, they don't feel like they are who you say they are to them, because maybe you don't voice it enough. Maybe your actions don't line up So sometimes a little validation from your partner can go a long way. They could be having the worst day ever. Come home,
yep.
And then, like, let's say they do something nice for you, and maybe you, like, thank them, but maybe the way you thank them didn't come off properly. Or maybe, like, you didn't say, I love you before they went to work, and then had a, you know, it's yeah. a small, like, you could be on the way to work. Damn, she didn't even say she loved me. Like,
your whole day gone. Whole day messed up.
Yeah, didn't give me a kiss, didn't give me a hug, like, barely moved when I got out of bed. Like, what's going on? You have a whole bad day. Then it's like, I come home, it's like, don't want to vent or don't want to ask questions. But then you don't want to come off as assuming that something's wrong. And I, that's another thing with communication. Like, mm-hmm. assuming, I feel like when people see someone assuming something about them, it kind of, like, breaks the trust a little bit. Because, like, why would you assume versus you know who I am? Like,
absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely. That's powerful.
I felt like assumptions kind of falls in line with, like, trust issues a little bit. But yeah, validation is key.
And I totally agree with you on that, because it's not about me putting this person on a pedestal. No. I have to keep it flavorful. I have to keep it, real from mm-hmm. the gate, because if I don't tell you, you don't get validation from me, you're going to go out here and find validation from somebody else.
Exactly.
You know, and that wouldn't be cool, and that's not fair to that person. And it goes both ways. You know, it's not about, boosting nobody's head up. It's just keeping their spirit happy and their mm-hmm. soul, truth be told, because if you already know them for who they are, hey, everybody deserves a little bit of, a little, that's what you call TLC. Truth be told.
Yeah, like, let's say you get home and then she's cool. She's normal.
Like, nothing happened.
And then let's say you bring it up. She's like, bro, you always bringing up old stuff. Bro, it was 12 hours ago. What do you mean? Oh, no.
Now, that's funny. Or, like, old stuff was 12 hours ago. That's funny. But if you keep it to yourself, it's going to eat you up.
It's either you explain and let whatever tension release, or you next to her at bed at night rolled over, like, sighing, all to yourself. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm not saying you can't have feelings, but, like, just understand there is a time and a place. And I feel like there's always a time to talk about things. It's just that some people miss the window because they're waiting too long or they go early. There's always a window to talk about things. You just have to jump in it when it's open.
Absolutely. And it's not going to feel good all the time either. Stop expecting to be the perfect moment for it to happen. No, it's going to be the unexpected, right, correct time. I always used to say, it's like what you do is how you do things sometimes. I can still get my point across by talking to you on a different level,
mm-hmm.
And you still take me serious and I understand that this was not a joke. This was serious. This is what it means to me. You respect that from that way, I get it. I love it. For real. Keep doing you 100%, man. And I'm going to keep doing everything I can to keep putting you out there. I appreciate you, though. I really, truly, truly do. I appreciate you and I appreciate your craft. I appreciate your art. I appreciate you as an artist. I appreciate your vision and what you're aspiring to do. It's going to happen. Keep grinding, keep grinding. You have some great material now.
There's more to come. A lot more to come.
Like, I know, and I can tell. And I'm gonna tell you like this: we're gonna want more. I'm gonna want more. So get on the grind and keep it moving. But I thank you again. But I'm gonna let you close out my show.
All right. First, I'm gonna plug my social. I am only available on Instagram. You can follow me at SheLovesExo. That's SHELOVEZ as in zebra, XO. You can also find my music on all streaming platforms under SheLovesExo. If I have to give any shout outs, I want to give a huge shout out to my producer, engineer, good friend, A Lil. He's believed in me the most, especially with, like, because I didn't used to sing around him like that. And then when he, like, heard me singing, he was like, bro, you need to start singing more. So huge shout out to him for supporting me. He produced End of It, he produced No Favors. Very good. Got a lot of music coming soon. Shout out Jace Janae. She's on End of It. We got some other stuff in the vault. She's a local artist who inspires me a lot because she's very versatile. Shout out Paige Joyner. She's also in Virginia. She's a dope artist. Shout out 18. That's my other producer that I work with frequently. Shout out to Beatman, producer of mine and good friend. And lastly, shout out Trez for plugging me up with you. And if I had to leave some inspiring words, There's a quote I once heard about life. I heard it fairly recently. It's in regards to you not necessarily being where you want to be in life. Don't get so caught up in where you want to be that you forget to make the most of where you are.
That's real talk right there. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But you know what? That was very mature of what you said and your closing statement, closing quote. And that is so true, because sometimes it can be hard to even just stay on that focal point. You know what I'm saying? But that just makes me so proud coming from a young gentleman like yourself. I'm telling you, because I know it's definitely not hard easy out here for you guys. You know what I'm saying? Y'all the younger generation. But it's good to hear, to still hear hope. It's good to hear you inspiring other people, or, you know, and you giving hope. I promise you that's beautiful, and I love it. And I can tell it's in you. That's just the type of person that you are. But your generation needs you, so keep doing exactly what you're doing. Keep doing it. And I'm excited to see how far you're going to go. I'm excited to see you. And keep me posted. As long as I'm doing this, I got you. So I appreciate you, sir. Thank you so much. Young man, young king, keep doing what you're doing. I'm proud of you. And if there's anything I can do to help you out, just hit me up. Let me know. Thank you, Trez, cuz I love you. It's a Frost Thing, baby. Y'all stay with us. We'll be right back with some more inspirational music and word for your soul. Here we go.
I wanna talk to you. I wanna talk to you.
Just wait.
This is Angie with Aspirations with Angie. I want to talk to you about things that I think you guys can benefit from if you remember. Remember, you are important and you matter. Remember, it's okay to ask for help. Remember, you are allowed to say no. Also remember, you are so loved. Another thing I want you guys to remember, your mistakes don't define you. I also want you to remember, your wants and needs, they are definitely valid. And last, your boundaries are important, and they're worth respect. Please take the time to remember those, guys.
Yes, yes, yes. Another one in the books. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. She loves EXO. Salute to you, King. Keep pushing, keep pushing. You got this. Angie, sis, I love you to life, baby. You already know how we do. Everybody else listening, I'm talking about you, 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 and you. I love you too. Have a great week. And remember, you can do it.
You can do it. You can do it. You can do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. If he brought you to it, then he's going to bring you through it. You can do it, you can do it, you can do it, you said. I can do it, I can do it. I can do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. If he brought me to it, then he's gonna bring me through it. I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. Gotta get it like it's go time. And there ain't no time like showtime. Pay the haters no mind, go blind. And in no time, you'll be so fine. Stay up on your J-O, separate and lay low. Protect what you've been blessed with and stay bold. Invest in being the best, and stay cold. Till you got a caseload on your payroll.
I remember nights crying, I consider not trying to deliver hot rhymes. I figured in my time, it ended in my mind. Was limited, no grind, could mimic the whole time. I was on that slow climb to finishing. So I'm presenting God's redemption as the engine of ascension. Man's opinions not contending with purpose. Get in there and work it.
You can do it, you can do it. You can do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. If he brought you to it, then he's gonna bring you through it. You can do it, you can do it, you can do it. You say, I can do it, I can do it. I can do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. If he brought me to it, then he's gonna bring me through it. I can do it, I can do it, I can do it.
time is now. You hear that sound, so hit the ground and go get it. Some say it's too expensive, it'll cost you everything, but you'll lose more not moving forward on your dreams. Get up and praise that you're Brit up and saved. Read a new book every 30 days. Keep a checklist of steps with directions and get a team that's on the same page. Won't grow if you wanna be a stunner. They're literally the opposite of each other. Gotta learn how to roll with the punches and keep coming. Pick that thing up if you're tired of running. If there's an obstacle stopping you from reaching a level of optimal, that's your pedal blocking you. Tell the devil that God can do exceedingly and abundantly. So you either move or get under me. You wanna lead, then think outside of you and your company, and how to add value to this country. And if at all you should fall off track, I wrote this song to remind y'all that
you can do it, you can do it. You can do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. If he brought you to it, then he's gonna bring you through it. You can do it, you can do it, you can do it. You say, I can do it, I can do it. I can do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. If he brought me to it, then he's gonna bring me through it. I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. You can do it, you can do it.
Stick with it.
You can do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. If he brought you to it, then he's gonna bring you through it. You can do it, you can do it, you can do it. You say, I can do it, I can do it. I can do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. If he brought me to it, then he's gonna bring me through it. I can do it, I can do it, I can do it.
Welcome to the radio revolution.
I got the BMI, I got the ASCAP, I got the Harry Fox, I got the C-Sax, I got the Sound Exchange, I got the Soul Car. I'm getting money, man, every time you hear my song. I'm so indie, so indie, so independent. I'm so indie, so indie, so independent. I'm so indie, so indie.
Yes, it's going down, y'all. LJDN Network presents Fusion Concert happening September the 3rd, 2022, Labor Day weekend. Yes, at the Mount Trashmore Park in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Live, live, live. Independent artists, let's come on, get together. Shine your light, shine your light. Let's celebrate life, love, and let's celebrate you like we always do. Go to LJDNRadio.com to register and get more information. Let's do it.
I got the ASCAP, I got the Harry Fox, I got the C-Sax, I got the Sound Exchange, I got the Soul Car. I'm getting money, man, every time you hear my song. I'm so indie, so indie, so independent. I'm so indie, so indie, so independent.
Bring them out, bring them out.
So indie, baby. Do something, bring them out. Come on, independent artists, let's do it. Come on.
Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
VIP, coming live from the VIP. Heard the nightlife, lost life, what that mean? Most feds in the state wanna see by me. The whole city got pissed, heard he got three. That other rapper got a hit, but shouted he not out. Who set the city on fire soon as he got free? The king back now, Rawls don't even know how to act now. Hit the club, strippers getting naked before I sat down. Still ballin', money stacked tall in the shack now. Still push a button to let the roof on the lag down. I'm on the road doing shows, put my Mac down. Mississippi to Philly, Albuquerque to the chat time. I got the crowd yelling,
bring them out, bring them out.
All my hot girls yelling,
bring them out, bring them out.
All the dope boys yelling,
bring them out, bring them out.
Front to back, they yelling,
bring them out, bring them out.
Yeah, with other southern rapper hooded in this. I got rich and I'm still in a hooligan clique. You be rapping by a blow, I'm moving the bricks. You talk about shooting out, now we're doing it, brick. If I hit you in the face, you gon' be suing me quick. If I catch another case, I know it's true to be missed. So I'ma keep a cool head, stay out of the news headlines, and show these other rappers it's bedtime. It's clear to see that I'm ahead of my time. I cop the chrome down, hard talk, career with a shine. I got some time, there ain't nothing, cause I get better with time. Who got a flow and a live show better than mine? I got a packed house yelling,
bring them out, bring them out.
All my hot girls yelling,
bring them out, bring them out.
All the dope boys yelling,
bring them out, bring them out.
Front to back, they yelling,
bring them out, bring them out.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. You wanna beef with the king, what is you gon' do? When you show up on the scene, 1 or 2 guns drew on you and your friend and play a little 2 on 2. If you do happen what I do, you'll be hitting the deck. I got a tool and a vest, I can get some respect. I'ma make it hard for another sucker to flex. Show him this ain't the squad or a sucker to test. Pimp my too large and we way too fresh. Work well when they're quick to check a lane like a game of chess. You wanna be, better bring your best, cause we'll be standing in your front yard yelling,
bring them out, bring them out.
All my hot girls yelling,
bring them out, bring them out.
All the dope boys yelling,
bring them out, bring them out.
Front to back, they yelling,
bring them out, bring them out.
All the front yard yelling,
bring them out, bring them out.
All my hot girls. birds yelling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
All the dope boys yelling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Fuck the back gate yelling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
My indie artists, I said my indie artists, what you gonna do, baby? September the 3rd, 2022 is going down. Let's go. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Loft. We hope you enjoy the show just as much as we enjoy doing it for you. Continue to tune in with us every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here on LJDN Radio. But we have more. Stay tuned for Lena's Love Songs at 11 a.m. right here. Get your heart right. Get your soul right. Let's go.
It may not mean nothing to y'all, understand nothing was done for me, so I don't plan on stopping at all. I want it forever mine, ever mine, ever mine. I shut it down in the mall and telling that girl she the one for me, and I ain't even planning to call. I want it forever mine, ever mine, ever mine.
Last name ever, first name greatest, like a sprained ankle, boy, ain't nothing to play with. Started off local, but thanks to all the haters, I know G4 pilots on a first name basis. In your city, faded off the brown. Nino, she insists she got more class, we know. Swimming in the money, come and find me, Nemo. If I was at the club, you know I balled. Chemo, dropped a mixtape that sounded like an album. Who'd have thought a countrywide tour be the outcome? Labels want my name beside an X like Malcolm. Everybody got a deal, I did it without one. Yeah, I'm about my business. Killing all these rappers, you would swear I had a hit list. Everyone who doubted me is asking for forgiveness. If you ain't been a part of it, at least you got to witness.
Cheers. It may not mean nothing to y'all, understand nothing was done for me, so I don't plan on stopping at all. I want it forever mine, ever mine, ever mine. I shut it down in the mall and telling that girl she the one for me, and I ain't even planning to call. I want it forever mine, ever mine.
Ever Mr. West is in the building. Ain't no question who about to kill.
I used to have hood dreams, big fame, big change. I stuck my dick inside this life until that came and went hard all fall like the ball teams, just so I could make it rain all spring. Y'all seen my story, my glory. I had raped the game young. You could call it statutory. When a nigga blow up, they gon' build statues for me. Old money, Benjamin Button, what? None. Super bad chicks giving me mixed love. And you would think I ran the world like Michelle's husband. You would think these niggas know me when they really doesn't. Like they was down with the old me. No, you f***ing wasn't. You such a f***ing loser. He ain't even go to class, Bueller. Trade the Grammy plaques just to have my granny back. Remember she had that bad hip like a fanny pack. Chasing the stardom will turn you to a maniac. All the way in Hollywood and I can't even act. They pull their cameras out and God damn me snap. I used to want this thing forever, y'all can have it back.
It may not mean nothing to y'all, understand nothing was done for me, so I don't plan on stopping at all. I want it forever mine, ever mine, ever mine. I shut it down in the mall and telling that girl she the one for me, and I ain't even planning to call. I want it forever mine, ever mine, ever mine.
Okay,
Hello, it's the Martian. Space Jam Jardins. I want this forever. Wake up and smell the garden. Fresher than the harvest. Step up to the target. If I had one guess, then I guess I'm just New Orleans. And I would never stop like I'm running from the cops. Hopped up in my car and told my chauffeur to the top. Life is such a fucking roller coaster, then it drops. But what should I scream for? This is my theme park. My mind shines even when my thoughts seem dark. On my side, you don't wanna hear that thing talk. Let the king talk, check the price and pay attention. Lil Wayne, that's what they gotta say, a mission. I'm like Nevada in the middle of the summer. I'm resting in the lead, I need a pillow and a cover. My foot sleeping on the gas. No brake pads, no such thing as last.
It may not mean nothing to y'all. Understand nothing was done for me, so I don't plan on stopping at all. I want it forever mine, ever mine, ever mine. I'm shutting down in the mall and telling every girl she the one for me, and I ain't even planning the call. I want it forever mine, ever mine, ever mine.
There they go, back in stadiums, the shady spits his flow. Nuts they go, macadamia, they go so ballistic, whoa. He can make them look like bozos, he's wondering if he should spit this slow. Oh no, go for broke, his cup just runneth over, oh no. He ain't had him a buzz like this since the last time that he overdosed. They've been waiting patiently for Pinocchio to poke his nose. Back into the game and they know rap will never be the same as before. Bashing in the brains of these boss and establishing a name as he goes. The passion and the flame is ignited, you can't put it out once we light it. This is exactly what the f*** that I'm talking about when we riot. You dealing with a few true villains who stand inside of the booth, truth spilling and spit true feelings until our two feelings come flying up out of our mouths. Never mind it. Payback for the way that you got at me. How's it taste when I slap the taste out of your mouth with the bass so loud that it shakes the place? I'm Hannibal Lecter, so just in case you're thinking of saving face, you ain't gonna have no face to save by the time I'm through with this place. So Drake,
it may not mean nothing to y'all. Understand nothing was done for me, so I don't plan on stopping at all. I want it forever mine, ever mine, ever mine. I shut down in the mall and telling every girl she the one for me, and I ain't even planning the call. I want it forever mine, ever mine, ever mine, ever mine, ever mine.